There's a new home video in the stores that music critic Lloyd Schwartz thinks every opera lover will want to see. It's called The Art of Singing, Golden Voices of the Century, and includes film clips and kinescopes of many of this century's greatest singers. Here's Lloyd's review.
Enrico Caruso died before sound came to film, but the tenor was so popular he actually made a silent movie. So now in this new home video, The Art of Singing, you can also see him in Pagliacci. There's also a poignant vignette filmed in 1932 of the Italian coloratura Luisa Tetrazzini, after whom Chicken Tetrazzini was named. She was then 61 and well past her vocal prime. We watch her listening to a phonograph recording of her old partner, Caruso, and she begins to sing along with him. This video cornucopia shows us what many of the greatest opera singers looked like when they sang, or at least lip-synced. Metropolitan Opera mezzo-soprano Risa Stevens talks about how in the movie of The Chocolate Soldier, after she recorded her music, MGM made her sing an octave lower when she did the synchronization so that her face would appear less distorted. There are some interesting cross-references. Fyodor Shalyapin, the great Russian basso, whose most famous role is Boris Godunov, sings a Jacques Ibert song from a 1933 French movie version of Don Quixote, directed by G.W. Pabst. Later, Ezio Pinza, who's probably best known for singing Some Enchanted Evening in the original Broadway production of South Pacific, is shown in a clip from the movie Deep in My Heart, in which he plays Shalyapin, singing the coronation scene from Boris. One standout is the brilliant Spanish coloratura mezzo-soprano Conchita Supervia, who plays a glamorous opera singer named Baba L'Etoile in a British film called Evensong. She sings Musetta's waltz, and her face is as captivating and animated as her voice. Another remarkable selection is the screen test that the great Italian-American soprano Rosa Poncel did for MGM. As Carmen, a role she'd sung at the Met, she looks like a movie star. I guess MGM didn't think so. Her spoken comments afterwards are also delightful.
Right now, Carmen, of course.
Why do you like Carmen better than
that? Oh, I suppose because she's a barbaric and I love to be wild, where I can hold a stiletto between my teeth and let you have it when you deserve it.
There are 27 opera stars in all on this video. Some of them, like baritone Giuseppe De Luca, who sings Figaro in a 1929 Vitaphone short, and Lawrence Tibbett, a dashing toreador, are surprisingly vivid actors. Some hardly act at all, like tenors Tito Skipa or Beniamino Gigli, or Leontine Price as Aida, or Renata Tibaldi and Jussi Björling, who are shown in a rare TV appearance. They're introduced by Charles Laughton. They're embarrassingly mature for Puccini's reckless young lovers in La Bohème, yet their voices carry all the conviction they need. Maria Callas aficionados will want to see the two brief, recently discovered clips from her famous Lisbon Traviata. Unfortunately, you can barely make out her face, but even a glimpse of her slumping posture says a lot about how she acted what some people think was her greatest role. And it's part of a good sequence in which conductor Nicola Rescinio talks about her attitude toward this role.
I remember once we were, I think it's Covent Garden, we were doing Traviata, and at the end of... she would attack this note very soft, and she'd crack it every night. And I'd go backstage, and I'd say, oh, Maria, come on, attack it a little bit louder, more forte, and then when you have the note, then you can diminish it and get your effect. And this kept going night after night after night, and I said, finally I said, well, you know, you're a Greek, and no use talking to you. She said, Nicola, I won't compromise. I'll crack every night, but I'm dying, and that's the way it's going to be.
This partly frustrating find is followed by what's arguably the most powerful operatic performance on film, Callas in the second act of Tosca with Tito Gobbi as Scarpia, filmed live at Covent Garden in 1964. If you already know opera, you'll be thrilled with what's likely to be a first look at some of these singers. If you don't, this is a good way to hear and see some of the past greats.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music critic for the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a new home video called The Art of Singing, Golden Voices of the Century, on the NVC Arts label. Well, we have a couple of special things coming up that I want to let you know about. Next week, we close out the summer season with a full week of comedy, and you'll need a good laugh before facing all the work that September is bound to bring. Our comedy week will feature interviews with stand-ups, actors, and writers. And we also just recorded an interview with Sam Phillips that we expect to broadcast during the first week of September. Sam Phillips is the record producer who founded Sun Records in Memphis and discovered Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash, Charlie Rich, B.B. King, and Howlin' Wolf. He's had an extraordinary impact on popular music. I'm Terry Gross.